Early Saturday morning, the U.S. Senate passed a budget, a first in 4 years. Joining us from the Capitol to recap the vote and how Alaska senators voted is APRN's Washington correspondent Peter Granitz. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Lori.
Peter, if it's been 4 years, how has the government continued to operate?
There have been what's known in Washington speak as continuing resolutions. Those are basically agreements that keep the government operating at previous year's levels worth of money. We're under that right now. In fact, the Congress, both houses of Congress, agreed to continue the continuing resolution through the end of the fiscal year, which ends September 30th. That's how it's been going for 4 years straight, but it looks like we're going to have a budget that will dictate to the Appropriations Committee how much money to spend for next year.
The vote happened early in the morning. Why was it so early?
Well, there were dozens of votes on amendments, and those are just the ones who got votes. I think there were somewhere in the hundreds of amendments filed. Most of those have zero implication on the budget itself. The vote on the final passage of the budget resolution was at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and that's precisely when people aren't watching. They were voting through the night. They started on Friday evening or Friday afternoon, and then they voted all the amendments through until they got to the final passage just before 5 a.m. It's important to note that a budget is a resolution. It's a statement of purpose. It doesn't have the authority of law. It gives these guidelines to the appropriations committees, which can in turn just ignore them and fund what they want to fund.
Why did so many lawmakers push to finally have a vote and have a budget?
Well, we've been hearing Republicans in the House say it's been some 1,400 days since the Senate passed a budget, and there was truth to that. The Senate hadn't passed a budget in 4 years. The Republicans had, or the House had passed its own budget all those years. That's where Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, the Republican from Wisconsin, he was the one, the face of the budget, basically, in the House. They always passed his budget. Mostly along party lines. Maybe they'd get a few Democrats here and there, but mostly Republicans supported that. But the Democrats in the Senate never did that. And one of the reasons is because these bills or these resolutions don't really have the legal authority to do anything. They're just statements of purpose. They show what the parties stand for. The Senate did, in fact, take up Paul Ryan's budget, the one that the House passed a couple of weeks ago. Lisa Murkowski voted for that Republican budget, the so-called Ryan budget plan. You know, that balances in 10 years with huge cuts to all sorts of spending, including the entitlement programs. You know, those are the big drivers of the debt in the country. It balances in 10 years. Every Republican, interestingly, voted against the Democratic budget in the Senate, and so did four vulnerable Democrats, including Alaska's own Mark Begich. He can now say he voted against his own party, and I can assure you in the campaign he will say he voted against his own party's budget. Remember, this is not like a household budget where you and I allocate money for the two-week pay period. These are just blueprints. These don't have dollar figures that say this gets that much and we have that much left over. These are just guidelines.
Peter, what type of amendments get included in these actions?
You will always have amendments that pertain to cutting foreign aid, abortion, really hot-button social issues that probably have nothing to do with government spending, or very, very little to do with government spending. Neither Senators Begich nor Murkowski had amendments that got votes, but we're talking about all sorts of amendments. There was one brought up by Robert Menendez, a Democratic senator from New Jersey, that would have looked at indexing the minimum wage. That's something that Senator Begich said voted yes for. Senator Murkowski voted against. It failed by one. There was an amendment to, you know, fund the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, the health care bill, Obamacare. Senator Begich voted against that. Senator Murkowski voted for it. It failed. If it passed, we would have heard a lot about that, but it didn't. Amendments in the budget resolution only need 50 votes to pass. The Keystone XL pipeline won a major vote of support. 62 senators voted in favor of expressing their support for the approval of the pipeline. And that's an amendment that both Senator Begich and Senator Murkowski could agree on. They both voted yes.
All right. Thanks, Peter, for explaining the budget vote for us.
Thank you.
That's APRN's Peter Granitz reporting from Washington, D.C.